Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, listen in, everyone. Welcome. Dom Giordano Show in studio with us. Candidate for mayor, Alan Dom, back here in familiar haunts. He was just down the hallway at KYW. So, Alan, what the heck? Is it a government secret, or what did KYW want to talk to you about?
Just kind of an overview of the campaign.
Yeah, I do, too. Where do you? Here's my gripe with this, and I don't know if you're in concurrence or not. I think you're one of the leading contenders, so maybe, you know, it doesn't bother you as much. We haven't had a real debate yet. I'd like to stay a real debate. We did a forum here in the beginning. I get it why candidates are a little bit wary getting their thank you for coming for that and the others that did it. But we ought to be in a point now where we actually have a debate. And this nonsense of 10 people, what they did in the Republican primary 2016, for example, they had two tiers. You do it by polling. You do it by a number of things. There would be five of you that I can think of that are the leading contender, or four. I'm not sure. And the others would get their forum, too. But we need to see the contrast with you men and women that want to be married. And I wonder if you'd like to see that.
That would be great to see that, because I will tell you we probably have between 75 and 100 forums scheduled. We have 10 or 12 people up there, each being asked five questions, Dom. 2 minutes apiece and you're done.
I don't understand. My colleagues in the media, the rules are not that. And these that just want their, I'm not going to name names here. I've already done it, so I don't want to draw you into that. Maybe nice people and all this. But you know what? This is too serious. It's easy to see distinguishing, in my view, between the other three or four contenders and say, Helen Gim. Everybody in Philadelphia, if you're paying attention at all, it's obvious. But you have started to distinguish a little bit, if I'm right, in commercials with, say, Jeff Brown, because right. Two of you are in a lane of two guys that I think par excellence have gotten things done in your career. You in the field of real estate and others, and Brown in the field of commerce with the, and in fact, we had him on and he did a great job. His instinct, as yours was with the water crisis, was let's get water in here. I'm still amazed that the mayor and others didn't say, going forward, we're going to be in touch, Alan, that we could get a massive amount of water in here quickly. It doesn't seem to be that hard to do, is it?
That's all about leadership. I mean, look, I'm going to go back to an example of leadership. Remember the train accident in 2015 up in Port Richmond?
Yes.
I was not in government. I was a private citizen. Mm-hmm. And I remember turning on the news at 11 o'clock at night, and there was Michael Nutter, Mayor Michael Nutter, front and center. I remember he had his baseball hat. He was in charge, and you felt good because you saw a familiar face.
Remember the
face.
Fires under 95?
Yes.
He was there on the spot.
Yes.
In fact, that's the first requirement. If you can't do that, you can't be mayor.
Right. You need to be the leader. People need to see that face
right. And
feel comfortable that mm-hmm. our mayor's in control of things. That's really important, and we haven't seen that really.
Right, and I think the mayor ought to be the one deciding, getting it with experts, alleged, with water and all, telling him. I mean, this one moment, I was at a Giant, and suddenly, usually we shop on Saturday, we shopped on Sunday, it's a Giant in Flower Town. I'm telling Ro, my wife, It's four times the number of cars here. What the heck is going on? We had just gotten the thing, and people were nice. It wasn't chaotic like it was in Philadelphia. Well, one moment, it's stock up on water. The next moment, no, you don't have to do that.
Right.
No credibility on this.
Well, you know what else? Everyone's cell phones were going off like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like two of everywhere you would go, you hear beeping cell phones of these emergency. It was not well coordinated. Look, and also I will say this, Don. We need to really do a full-blown investigation as to what occurred. Okay, why did it happen? Should we be holding someone responsible for this? And how do we prevent this, which is the most important thing, from ever happening again? That should be done.
Right, and the contingency plan, again, water is not that hard of a thing. Bottled water is just ubiquitous that's out there. So distinguish now this far in the campaign. We're starting to see you and Jeff Brown distinguish here. What's the argument between the two of you? How would you distinguish? Because I think I admire both of your success. Your public work is there. I admire the backstory. We know yours a little bit maybe more than his. We saw you with those cute kids, et cetera. It's an effective commercial. What distinguishes the two of you?
Well, look, number one issue for us is leadership, because you can solve all these problems with leadership. But the first problem we need to solve, Dom, is public safety. If people don't feel safe in the city, they're not staying here. Last year, this is a devastating statistic. Last year, 52% of the people who live in Philadelphia thought about moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. We have to change that whole
But again,
situation.
I agree with you, but Jeff Brown would say the same thing, wouldn't he?
So one of the things that's different about me is that, you know, I would actually be probably a little more hands-on. I would have a public safety cabinet, which I had formed when I was on council.
Right.
I would have that meeting every week, whether it's an hour or 5 or 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have it on a weekly basis. I would conduct it. I would have the police commissioner, DA, U.S. attorney, attorney general, FBI, ATF, mm-hmm. courts, PATCO and SEPTA security, and EDS and Med security at the table, in a round table, figuring out what we have to do. How do we take the 1,800 people that we know are the most violent off the street? How do we keep prosecuting illegal gun violations? And if the DA refuses to do it, we have to go around the DA to do that. And how do we prosecute retail theft? You know, last year, in the core of the city, 70% of the retail theft was committed by less than 30 people. On mm-hmm. March 17th at Macy's, former Wanamaker's, someone was arrested for retail shoplifting. It was the 67th time they were arrested for retail theft. I mean, what happened to thou shalt not steal?
Well, what about, but Krasner's not going to do it. We know that. There's no, you know, and you're a persuasive guy, successful guy. This guy, you know, when I look at, and I'm going to put you in this adversary, I'll call him that. He is the top of the line of these Soros-backed attorneys. Some of these people are incompetent, and that's why they were put in. This guy's very competent, but his ideology says something different. How do you go to the feds, though? Why would they be receptive? Because they're trumping another Democrat here.
Well, first of all, I think I would try to work with him as best I could. And I have worked with him before.
Okay.
And by having this round table of everybody together, that will apply a lot more pressure to everyone to get things done. When you start having the U.S. Attorney's Office there and the Attorney General's Office mm-hmm. there and FBI and ATF, how can they help us? If the DA can't do it, maybe on the retail theft, we go to the Attorney General. On the gun violations, we probably have to go to the U.S. Attorney's
Office. But to do what? You mean to prosecute retail theft at the Attorney General level of Pennsylvania?
So we'd have to build a whole case of all these retail thefts that are going on that aren't being mm-hmm. prosecuted, and then pick up the phone. I know Josh Shapiro, governor, pretty well, and say, Governor, we need your help. How can we get this accomplished in the city? And I believe Governor Shapiro will be there for us and help us.
I would say just a bit of advice, because I think you're one of the more successful candidates. I think we have to see this brought up more. I know you don't think in the forums it is, and I don't either. And I need to hear back and forth with you, Brown, and the others on this. And you be challenged and persuade us that you could get that done, because I have to tell you, I'm very skeptical of that. Not because you're not being honest. Shapiro didn't do it before with Krasner. There's not an appetite for it. And let's stick on retail theft versus homicide. Because I think this lawlessness in Philadelphia is more than just about homicide. It's about stuff like you are addressing here.
So, look, the retail theft cannot continue. But I will share with you, Don, that I had my own public safety meetings with those people that I mentioned.
Okay.
I had 8 or 9 of them in my office, not at City Hall, in the other office, because I didn't want any publicity.
Okay.
And at that meeting, the Attorney General's office came at the 4th or 5th meeting and said, we have 12 cases in Philadelphia, mostly was West Philadelphia, multiple mm-hmm. gun violations. We would like to prosecute on behalf of the district attorney's office. And at the meeting, the DA said, okay. But then there was no follow-up and nothing occurred after that, and the DA didn't come to the next meeting. But they are willing to do it. I will say this. The Attorney General's office was willing to do it. They really were, which was – and the teamwork, you know, when you bring people together, you can build that teamwork.
All right. We
don't have that right now.
Let's talk about Northeast Philadelphia. You're one of the few, I'd have to see Granular the others, who has been touring that, establishing stuff. We're very in touch with the Mayfair pizza people, who are a perfect example. And I'm reading the commentary, Alan, from ABC 6 today, that the woman who gave over the bag of money to the guy who ended up shooting her, she's the daughter of the owner and the mother, her finger got stuck in the bag. So even when they're handing over the money to this guy, they get shot, two of them, and they're apprehensive. They're back now, going back. Mayfair the other day, fentanyl. I mean, you're in the area, you know, and you know real estate. Growing up, that Mayfair used to be a little bit of Mayfair when you moved up.
Right.
You probably know it better than anybody.
Right.
You got one of those neat little houses in the Mayfair area and going upward in Northeast Philadelphia. So what can you tell us about Northeast Philadelphia now that you've really drilled down on this?
So first of all, that was a horrific situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, husband and wife own a pizzeria. The daughter's working there. There's a place of business right next door. I'm not accusing anybody, but I've heard from many people that it's somewhat of a nuisance place where they're selling things there that are probably not legal, okay? And it's mm-hmm. created problems in that strip. I've heard this from many of the proprietors in that strip. The city, L&I, we need to go in there. I actually went in there myself and spoke to the ownership and said, listen, I probably didn't have any right to do this. I said, I heard you're selling things illegally in here. You need to stop it. This can't continue.
What was their response to you?
Oh, we're not selling anything illegal, but I think I scared the hell out of them.
Is this like drug paraphernalia?
I don't know for sure, but I know they were selling things. I've been told this by people. I don't have proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
But look, we have these nuisance things that are creating havoc among all the other stores. There have been other issues of security issues coming from this particular stop-and-go type store right next to the Mayfair Pizzeria.
What would you do as mayor? What could you do?
I'd enforce the law. I'd have L&I go in there and shut them down. You know, they're creating a havoc for the whole neighborhood. It's unacceptable. They're open like 24 hours, I heard. I'm not 100%, but that's what I heard. Like, why do you need to? Who's buying at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. In Mayfair, who's buying there?
I want to hear more of this in the debate. See, this is where, so you know that I'm thinking, I'm talking to my guys here about doing a real debate. Because I think in a real debate stuff, I'd love to hear Helen Gim or something like that say, no, that's intrusive into the, I think Northeast Philadelphia would have a parade. Frankfurt also. We have a great source in Frankfurt, probably the same, maybe one of the same, and there that says the same things. You get something like that there, it's an attractive nuisance, crime-wise, extraordinaire. There's no wonder somebody shot in the pizza store on the block.
You have to shut that place of business down if they're doing things that are illegal. You know, I opened an office over the weekend in the northeast section of the city,
mm-hmm.
and we had over 150 people there, and people in the northeast really feel that the city has ignored them.
They have. Do you remember the days where they were going to break away from the city?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that.
That's what it's come down
Hank
to.
Hank Salvatore, I think it was.
Yeah, Hank Salvatore, Alan. And what's happened is lower northeast, like Tacony and whatever, a few years back, they were under tremendous stress. It's moved up the boulevard. The only safe area is far northeast, still has been pretty. The fentanyl thing the other day in Mayfair is a perfect. You didn't hear stuff like that in the past.
But, you know, that's all. You know, we have to deal with Kensington. And we have to deal with Kensington in a very, very tough way. And it starts with, there's three points of action. One, we need federal, state, and local drug enforcement and law enforcement to work together with community partners to come up with a plan to, number one, shut down, eliminate the drug dealing.
We're told you can't do that, though. So what's the number one thing
why
you've
analyzed?
Why are we
told you can't do it?
Because, I mean, you have people where you hear they have civil rights. They have, what are you going to do, put a cop on every corner?
They have civil rights to sell drugs that are illegal. I don't buy that. I would engage federal drug enforcement, who I've spoken to.
Okay.
I've spoken to the state drug enforcement and local. We put together a whole team of people. Might need a lot of people. We need to send the message that drug dealing in Kensington or in any section of our city, it will not be tolerated. Because until you stop the drug dealing, we're never going to stop what's going on.
Now, you've answered this before, but I wanted listeners to hear it. I have a column up today, Delaware Valley Journal, and we had great inside stuff, and we hope they're stopped. So-called safe house, giving drugs, allowing people to shoot up drugs in front of them, allegedly bailing them out. Not just there, but 10 locations at least across the city. You were in opposition to it before, but more than that, You had an actual plan, I think, with the University of Pennsylvania.
I had a plan with many of the major hospitals to work together. Those people that are overdosed, pick them up in a mobile unit, bring them into the hospital system for treatment.
Mandatorily?
Yes, bring them in. They got to go into treatment. We shouldn't be in a position of let's continue the habit of doing more drugs. Let's get you fixed. Let's get you healthy. Let's get you back on track.
And again, during the debates, I don't hear this. You say that. Then we go on to something else, some other topic. We need, is there any hope that that's going to happen? You would know better than any, you're a major candidate, that we're actually going to have a debate.
I think it is difficult with the volume. I think your idea of splitting it is a good idea. But I will say that the Citizen has probably put on the best events. They had time where we each had 30 or 45 minutes to actually be interviewed by three people for our job, which is the job of the mayor.
I like that. But you know what? I'm a give and take guy. I want to hear this. And if you can't take the heat, you shouldn't be mayor. This is a rough job. Right. If you can't take Jeff Brown and you duking it out over this, neither one of you should be mayor. Both of you can take it.
Right.
And it would illuminate, if done by the moderator in the right way, differences. Like, both of you have plans, et cetera, but who actually can follow through? One other area I wanted to ask you, then I want to ask you anything else that you want to tell our listeners here. Alan Dom in studio with us. Temple University. I don't believe right now, given Kenny, the police commissioner, Krasner, these students are kidding themselves, Alan, to live on campus, I'm saying 2, 3, 4 blocks away, within the bubble. That's a great police department there, et cetera. But going beyond that, you're not going to be protected in Philadelphia. What do you think about Temple, the guy resigning who was the president, et cetera?
Jason Wingard, the president, stepped down, I think, yesterday. I will say this. I know the chairman of Temple, Mitch Morgan, stand-up guy, really class act, and he wants only the best for Temple. His heart's in it. And so I do think we're going to get our situation at Temple under control under Mitch's leadership. But I will also say it's part of this is the Philadelphia, you know, public safety of the Philadelphia police and the DA, that we need to do a better job in that neighborhood. I was in a police car back in April of last year. I did a ride along from 6 to 10 o'clock at night. I think it was 17th in Montgomery, the 22nd district. That night I witnessed, Dom, 7 shootings. Now I say I witnessed. I didn't see the actual shooting. I saw the aftermath. All of them were gang-related. Most were around drugs. I don't know if it was retaliation. But, you know, former police commissioner Ramsey, who I think the world of, okay, he had our crime down in half what it was today. And he has told me that most of the crime in Philadelphia is concentrated by a very few people.
I think he's correct.
And there's like 1,800 people on our street that we need to say, you know what? We need to focus on them and take them off the street to make the rest of the city safer.
That's the theme that runs through your campaign. And I think it's smart, exactly. And I'd like to hear that debated again among the candidates. I believe that the smartest people I've dealt with, Ramsey's one over the years. The number might be a little bit higher, give or take. Some of these kids are young that are freelancing, but the hardcore waking up and committing crime every day, the menaces, that's the number. You do that, and it removes a lot of crime. What else, Alan, now that you're into the campaign?
I'm going to share something else with you, that we need to prosecute illegal gun violations. And I'm going to go back to the 14-year-old young man, Nicholas Elizade, Roxborough High School football field, remember?
Yes.
Playing football at a public high school, gets killed, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I published my public safety plan on LinkedIn, and I actually answer all my emails from LinkedIn as best I can, okay? 6 weeks ago, I get a message on LinkedIn from Marge LaRue, who was Nicholas's grandmother. And she said to me, I read your public safety plan. I really like it. I'd like to meet with you. I immediately wrote her back and said, I'd be happy to meet with you. Let me know when.
Mm-hmm.
We set up a meeting. It was about, 9 days ago on a Sunday morning. Up in Newtown. I had to get a passport to get out there. Okay, Newtown, PA. It's some restaurant called First Watch or Town Watch. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Something Watch.
Yeah.
And we had breakfast, and Nicholas's mom was there, Meredith. This was Nicholas's mom's only child, was Nicholas. She has no other children. 14-year-old taken from her. It's horrible, horrible. And I sat with them for an hour and a half, and I was like, it was so heartbreaking to be, you know, I'm a father and a grandfather, and just cannot imagine that until you actually sit in front of them and they tell you the story. And, you know, they were telling me that the city hasn't really been following up as best as they could. And they said they haven't heard anything in about 6 weeks. I'm sitting at breakfast, because these are victims. I mean, we need to do better. I texted our police commissioner, Daniel Outlaw. Within 5 minutes, she said, I texted her, no one's gotten back to these people. I'm with them right now. We need to have someone get back. Within 5 minutes, she texted me back. Deputy Commissioner Frank Benoit will call them first thing Monday morning. And he did. Then they told me a story that Nicholas was campaigning for Josh Shapiro a few days before he was killed. Can you imagine this? 14-year-old kid campaigning for the governor. So at breakfast, I texted our governor, Josh Shapiro, and I said, Josh, it would mean the world to Nicholas's mom sitting with him right now. Nicholas was a 14-year-old who was shot and killed in Roxborough. If you reached out to her, it would be amazing. He texted me back in 5 minutes, Tom, 5 minutes, and said, I would be happy to. No problem. I will call her. And he did. That's the kind of leadership that we need in Philadelphia. We need to do a much better job with every, if I, when I'm mayor, I will make sure I reach out to every family. It's a shame it's over 500 and whatever, 516 last year, but those are families. Everyone, it's a personal thing. I will reach out to every one of them and meet with them because that's personal.
Absolutely, Alan. Couldn't agree with you more. Where do we find all things Alan Dom till the next time?
VoteDom.com.
D-O-M-B. Put that extra B onto the Dom there. The other Dom, D-O-M-B. You can use that one. Not Don, but Dom. D-O-M-B.
Get the name right. D-O-M-B.
Hey, Dom, you know what I say? Be smart, vote Dom.
There you go. Absolutely. I'm very glad, too, the stuff you told us about Northeast Philadelphia. If we can't preserve that and save that, then I don't know really what we can do because that's still got the base of solid there. And please let us know with that store. And I'm glad that you specifically, within the limits of what we know, talked about that. That's what we need to hear more of. Yeah.
You know, we need a business plan for Northeast Philadelphia over the next 10 years. We need it for every district council that tells us how we're going to build out more jobs, how we're going to improve the schools, how we can take the people in that district out of poverty, how do we improve the neighborhood quarters. We don't have a plan. We need one.
Absolutely. Alan Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. Thanks, Alan. Let's take a break, Dan. Then we'll do Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.